Laughing exercises for no reason and simulated laughter are fundamental techniques in laughter therapy. They involve deliberate laughter without the need for an external humor trigger, with the aim of eliciting the physiological and psychological benefits of laughter. The key principle is that the body does not distinguish between spontaneous laughter and voluntary laughter. Both produce the same positive effects on health and well-being. One of the most well-known exercises is the gradual laughter, which consists of transitioning from smiling to laughing, then from moderate laughter to intense laughter, until reaching liberating laughter. You start by slightly smiling, then gradually intensify the smile by adding little laughing sounds, hee hee hee. You continue laughing louder and longer, involving the entire body, shoulders, belly, face, until completely letting go into a burst of laughter. This exercise allows one to trigger laughter naturally and progressively, smoothly, without forcing. Another effective technique is the mirror laughter, where you laugh facing one or several partners while maintaining eye contact. Each person strives to laugh deliberately, mutually encouraging each other through their gaze, and letting one another's laughter carry them away. Quickly, the simulated laughter turns into authentic and communicative laughter through an effect of resonance and emotional contagion. This type of exercise strengthens the connection and complicity among participants while disinhibiting the expression of laughter. Simulated laughter can also be practiced autonomously without a partner. It simply involves deliberately reproducing the physical manifestations of laughter, such as short breaths, diaphragm contractions, and vocalizations, ha ha ha, ho ho ho, hi hi hi. By mechanically mimicking laughter like this, one gradually induces a joyful emotional state and ends up laughing sincerely. It is a way of positively conditioning oneself and self-stimulating to generate laughter. A striking example of the effectiveness of these techniques is the case of Sophie, a young woman suffering from chronic depression. Despite medication treatment and psychotherapeutic follow-up, she struggled to regain taste for life and joy. Participating in laughter therapy workshops, she was initially disconcerted by these laughter exercises without reason. Laughing on command without a reason seemed absurd and artificial to her. But by playing the game with persistence, she gradually felt the benefits of these simulated laughters. After each session, she felt lighter, more relaxed, more alive. She thus progressively regained her ability to laugh spontaneously and to appreciate the small pleasures of everyday life. For her, laughter became a vital tool of resilience and a means of reconnecting with herself. Beyond their immediate effects, laughter exercises without reason and simulated laughter also have long-term benefits. They allow one to reconnect to one's inner joy, regardless of external circumstances. By learning to laugh without motive, one becomes less dependent on environmental stimuli and cultivates a form of emotional autonomy. One gives oneself permission to laugh, not because something is funny, but because laughter is good for oneself, for one's overall health. It is an act of love and generosity towards oneself. In a business seminar, a group of stressed and overloaded executives experienced the virtues of daily laughing breaks. Each day at fixed times, all participants took 5 minutes to laugh together for no reason, practicing different exercises: gradual laughter, mirror laughter, simulated laughter. At first, many were skeptical and uncomfortable, fearing to appear ridiculous or wasting their time. But as the sessions progressed, they noticed spectacular changes: reduced stress, increased energy, improved concentration and creativity, strengthened team cohesion. Laughter became a unifying and replenishing ritual, allowing them to face professional challenges with more serenity and efficiency. It is important to note that in order to make the most of these techniques, it is essential to allow oneself to laugh heartily, without restraint or judgment. The facilitator must create a secure and benevolent environment where everyone feels free to let go and laugh in their own way, without fearing others' perceptions. They can suggest different variations and encourage participants to explore various types of laughter: loud/soft, high/low, continuous/choppy, depending on their feelings and personality. In summary, laughter exercises without reason and simulated laughter are powerful catalysts for well-being and vitality. Laughing deliberately without any particular reason activates the natural mechanisms of laughter and reaps all its benefits on the physical, mental, and emotional levels. One learns not to depend on external triggers to laugh, but to draw laughter from within, as an innate and inexhaustible resource. And above all, one allows oneself to express one's joy of living, freely and fully, under all circumstances. Because at its core, laughter does not need a reason, it is its own reason for being. He points, laughing exercises without reason and simulated laughter involves deliberate laughter, without a humor trigger, to induce the health and wellness benefits of laughter. The body does not distinguish between spontaneous laughter and voluntary laughter. Both have the same positive effects. Gradual laughter allows triggering laughter naturally and progressively, transitioning from a smile to intense laughter. Mirror laughter, practice facing partners, creates an emotional contagion effect and strengthens the connection among participants. Simulated laughter, practiced autonomously by imitating physical manifestations of laughter, gradually induces a joyful emotional state. These exercises have immediate relaxation, lightness, vitality, and long-term emotional autonomy resilience benefits. They enable reconnecting with one's inner joy, regardless of external circumstances. In order to make the most of them, it is essential to allow oneself to laugh heartily, without restraint or judgment, within a secure and benevolent setting. Deliberate laughter activates natural laughter mechanisms and reaps all its benefits on the physical, mental, and emotional levels.